1027 Business with Michael Avery.
South Africa's economy was once again saved to a large extent through the pandemic, or at least cushioned by the mining industry. And commodities may have recently come off the boil thanks to China's crackdowns, but the last 2 years in particular have seen sustained high prices for platinum group metals, iron ore, coal, manganese, chrome, all major commodities that we mine here in South Africa. The question is, what will and should mining firms do with the largesse to ensure that they are future fit? And it's a key focus area at this year's Joburg Mining Indaba as we build into COP26 in Glasgow. I'm joined now by Rachel Bartels, a senior MD at Accenture, who's in the UK at the moment, and hopefully we'll be able to travel to South Africa shortly just to discuss the role of mining in South Africa in building back a better future. Evening, Rachel.
Hello, Michael. Great to be here, and I'm very sorry I'm not in South Africa yet. Here's praying that the UK government move South Africa off the red list, right?
Yeah, we are hearing good things.
Yeah, no, I'm keeping my fingers crossed so I can actually visit my teams and my clients and in South Africa. Look, you raise a really great question around how do mining companies future-proof themselves and make themselves future fit. And I think it's really an existential question. And it's not just an existential question for the mining companies. It's an existential question for all of us, actually. And the reason I make that sort of very grand statement is if you actually go back to sort of basics, everything is either grown or extracted. And everything that we have, do, are, is dependent on those industries becoming sustainable, carbon neutral, et cetera. And so mining is such a fundamental part of that cycle that means we really need the mining companies to step up and to actually make that pivot. And, you know, at the Indaba, I'm going to be talking to Mark Kudifani, and he said to me, he said, Rachel, you know what? Mining is dead. Long live mining. Because the new mining will really, really make a difference to South Africa and the world.
It's a really positive view on what for a very long time has been viewed rather negatively as an extractive industry, but an entirely necessary, to your point, extractive industry. If we look at just the recent pandemic, very little would have been achieved without some of the polymers that go into N95 masks. And where do they come from? Well, big bad oil. Mining is fundamental to what we do. But to your earlier point, the question is, how do mining companies then pivot to this new future? And we know we're greening the world. There's opportunities in battery minerals and metals and the electric drivetrain, all of that. What should mining companies be doing right now to ensure that they are more sustainable in the next 3 to 5 years?
Look, I think there's probably five things that they need to really be thinking of, right? So, and the encouraging thing, so we do a big study every year with the UN, and we interview about, you know, 1,500 different CEOs across the world, including those in the mining sector. And what is really encouraging is that, you know, 65% of mining CEOs believe that they need to actually deliver on sustainability. And so the impetus and the drive to actually change is really important. And the starting place to do that is actually in the communities that you operate in. And a lot of this is about how do you ground what you do in what the community actually needs rather than what you think they actually need. And there's a new level of dialogue that we are starting to see, but I think that needs to get accelerated. And you saw it during the pandemic when people were talking about healthcare and how you actually managed it, how mining companies could support food delivery and things like that. So that is number one. Number two is there's got to be a huge push on carbon, right? You know what? We're at, you know, 1.02 degrees. You know, right now we've got COP26 coming up. We're on a path to 2.7 degrees increase. And, you know, only half the CEOs in mining really feel like they are on any kind of path that will help us keep to 1.5 degrees. Mm. So really rethinking carbon footprint, whether that is a push into the hydrogen economy, whether it's looking at alternate fuel sources, because obviously diesel is a huge, plays a huge part in mining and the carbon footprint. I mean, all of those things have really got to be key. The other area to actually look at is the portfolio. And how are you actually exposed to those minerals that are going into the green economy? And how are you actually exposed to what we call the circular economy?
And on that point, I think, Rachel, that there's been a big debate in South Africa around coal in particular because of our dependence on coal in our energy system. And the fact is, in Europe and elsewhere, there are carbon border tariffs that are going to be erected. So if you've got a carbon-intensive energy input, it's going to impact your exports. On the other hand, we are also a developing economy that needs power more than anything else. If we're going to industrialize, if we're going to grow this economy, and right now that means mining more coal to ensure that we can feed our many coal-fired power stations. There are these competing interests on the ESG spectrum. We're focusing a lot on the E in the build-up to COP, but what about the S, the social side, things like ensuring that you create employment and economic growth and also governance? How do you balance all of these competing interests?
So it's a really good question, and I'm not going to get drawn into a debate on South Africa's energy policy, Michael. But I do think that the reality is we, you know, coal is a huge culprit in the whole fossil fuel and the warming of the world. Having said that, you know, we're not going to just be able to switch it off overnight. But the real thing is about how do we actually have a measured and organized pivot, and how do we, I find this often degenerates into an either or discussion, right? You're either pro coal or you're not, or you're into solar or other stuff, or you believe that the only people who can do energy and electricity generation needs to be, it's a governmental thing, or it's, you know, in the UK we have private electricity, or it's a private thing. And I think the key to this being successful comes back to what I talked about earlier, is around communities and government working together with the private sector and the communities to actually rethink how they generate, in this case, energy. You know, several of the mining companies are making a big push into hydrogen. And also looking at it as a way to not just generate that as a fuel source for themselves, but also be able to put that into the broader communities. Because they're saying, actually, this community, the biggest challenge we've got is, you know, lack of energy. So we're actually going to help support that. You know, and I'm seeing it in a couple of others in South Africa in particular around solar, which is obviously somewhat more advanced than the hydrogen economy. But I think this concept of actually working with the local communities and to understand what really will make a difference, will actually make our sustainability agenda happen. Because, you know, people assume, oh, it's energy is the biggest thing. And in some communities, it's health. Michael, and others, it's actually education. And so they, and so then just saying, oh, we're going to rock up with more power or whatever, doesn't actually help that community. Others, you know, they have huge instability in their energy supply, and it is a big problem. But one of the big things that we are doing with companies is really rethinking how they think of their entire current employees, as well as the communities that they are actually working with. And that's a big thing in the mining sector, because obviously most of the jobs in mining aren't actually directly for the mining companies. They're all in the ancillary services. Yeah. And how do you really build those up? You know, and we're seeing some of the mining companies running digital skilling programs, others actually setting up new kinds of businesses to actually help the pivot in the economy. And I think mining companies are going to have to do a lot more of that going forward, Michael.
And that's where we're going to have to leave it off, Rachel, because we have run out of time. But fascinating to look at that through the lens of opportunity. It's a conversation we've been having in South Africa for some time around social license and the role of big mining companies and the old mining houses, as they were called way back when, and the role they play in communities. But it is also a huge opportunity, and one that I know Mark Cutifani of Anglo is very, very passionate about. So look forward to hearing that presentation tomorrow. That was Rachel Bartels, Senior MD at Accenture, talking about the role of mining in South Africa in building back a better future here on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.